visiting. She's originally from Killeen.
I'm originally from Connecticut.
Connecticut.
How about, you'll hear it in the speech, I understand. Yeah, and served in Grace Church in Georgetown and was the rector of Killeen till I retired a few years ago. So,
welcome.
I'm glad to be here.
And thank you for being here.
Let's pray. Christ above, below, beside, beneath. Christ in quiet. Christ in danger. In the hearts of all who love us. Remind us, dear Lord, in all that we are and all that we do, wherever we are, to find you through the silence and especially in the noise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So, you know, once upon a time, I could lay my head on my pillow and be asleep almost instantly, and that was so great. But I gotta ask, am I the only one these days who has trouble sleeping? Yeah, I didn't think so. I spend way, way, way too much energy in my really cluttered brain some nights, twisting and turning to try and find a clear and empty space where I've got some room to sleep. And I have tried every trick I knew of that made sense anyway. Getting up, staying down. You know, that square breathing? Okay, you name it. And there's only one thing that helps me sometimes, and it is not recommended. I turn on the TV, okay? Yeah, it's not my best idea, frankly, because it can be a source of anxiety rather than a panacea. But I'll find the most mindless, peaceful show I can. And it's usually, with any luck, something about Bobby Flay or cooking, you know, something like that, on a level of moment in the world. And I set the sleep timer. And with any luck on a good night, this kind of becomes my white noise and I'm out. And there are a lot of broadcasts that are not so peaceful, eh? I avoid the news, I'm gonna tell you. I'll read it in the mornings on my feed, but not the casts. I avoid the analyses, the infomercials, all the dying and killing and Dr. Phil's that fill the night air. And there's one show that's really way too stressful for me to watch because it kind of mirrors my already cluttered mind and a lot of our minds in these tangled thought. It's called Hoarders. Yeah, for anybody unfamiliar, Hoarders walks us through the pain with someone who, for so many reasons, is overwhelmed by stuff, to the point where they are literally trapped and at risk and becoming very unhealthy and unhappy in a mountain of clutter. And the point of the show is to help release that person, to be free, to be safe, to come and go with their loved ones, and to rest at last. You know, I think in these last couple of years especially, many of us have become like brain hoarders, kind of overwhelmed by a clutter of ideas and questions, and it's at least as damaging sometimes as tangible trash. It's been such a weird time, eh? Fear, isolation, information, no information, disinformation, correction, revision, accusation, defense, anger, fury, piling higher and higher and higher. We've been out of touch with the hands and arms and actual conversations. We can forget how much we love each other, and there we sit like the goose with the funnel, being fattened up for the foie gras, full of stuff in so many ways that have become a pale substitute for our direct contact. And it's really hard not to get bogged down, stuck, buried, and unhealthy with all this mind clutter. So I got to take a break from it a year ago. COVID seemed at that time last July to have loosened its grip a little bit, and vaccines and masking seemed to be holding the levees. And frankly, our American Airlines points were going to expire. So we flew to Hawaii. It was the trip of a lifetime. And in just a couple of days, I found myself on the top of Mauna Kea. It was a narrow and steep crisscross road to get up there. Mauna Kea, the White Mountain, is a volcano dormant for so many years, and it's 14,000 feet of above sea level. It's so tall that even the operators of its several telescopes can spend only 12 hours of their day at the work, at a stretch, and then they have to go down again. At that height, even the air is too thin to stay much longer. It's empty, except for the telescopes that scan to try and figure out how God works all day, all night, even while we're asleep. And it's cold up there and it's dry. Even in July, we were greeted by a dusting of fine snow in the low places. It's barren of life and so isolated, they've got a very realistic space habitat training center just below the peak. There's nothing there, I'll tell you that. Don't need to go to Mars, go to Mauna Kea. We stood and we watched as the sun began to set in an empty sky, except for the clouds that ringed below. The shadows lengthened, the sights grew fewer, and there was stillness, and then a void until the first stars began to appear. It was peace, it was rest, and then from my side, I heard a small, clear voice. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Out of the stillness, the young woman standing next to me spoke the words of today's psalm. O Lord, our Lord, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, what is man that you should be mindful? And there, in the silence, was the response, the antidote to the clutter. In the return to the singularity, yet the infinite, the realization that beyond the clutter remains the silence. In that thin, aired, empty, seemingly lifeless place, God remains solid and full and filling, the all. And in the silence is one answer to our clutter. Stopping to be in stillness, even for just a few moments, to acknowledge our peace, to acknowledge in our very smallness that we are part of the forever, we are part of the larger, and we are safe. Creatures sought after even by God. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name. It's real. And it's impossible for us to fully comprehend. Now, Psalm 8 is attributed to David, who, beginning his life as a shepherd in the fields, would have known the silence and vastness and wonder of the night sky. And I would think on so many nights as shepherd, as soldier, and as king, would have looked toward that silence to wash away whatever clutter had accumulated in the day. And this is among David's many psalms. They're songs telling us of everyday life of people, joys, fears, grief, anger, and always, always resolving by acknowledging that beyond it all is the unknowable. Beyond it all, we seek God as we're able. We seek the infinite in our finitude, our finite humanity. Our lives really aren't so much different from David's. If anything, they're more chaotic, but we are just as fragile. Jesus lived in the clutter too. His was different, but again, maybe not so much. It was the brutal rule of Rome, boistered even through the temple's leaders, bettering themselves without caring about the effects on the others. Sickness, fear, anger, weariness, Jesus lived in the stew of humanity too. And sometimes Jesus walked away to find the grove or the garden or the hillside to be uncluttered, to be alone, where he was free to breathe in the breath of life itself, the Holy Spirit, to clear the clutter. Jesus, fully human and fully God, the part of that Trinity that we celebrate today, the part that lived in the mess that's us. The man we can study and we can copy when we need to know how to sift through it all, how to know what to discard and what to You know, we don't get to stay on top of the mountain. We're creatures in and of the clutter that's so often the confusion that really is each other. Yet we remember the silence of the mountains, the wait a minute time, the vastness of nothing, that is everything that is God, and that we are in God, sharing every breath in the air that is, however thin, however sweet, or however overwhelmed, completely within the life that joins us all and to and in God. Our very breath is the Holy Spirit, breath of life, breath of heaven, the part of the Trinity in which we are woven and we share our life. And now the question, how will we find the orderly, or no, will we ever find the orderly and happy and uncluttered by cares life that we seek? I have to say no, not permanently, not in our world. We're in God, we've met Jesus, yet we are becoming. And so much of our living is the learning. As Paul wrote to Romans, suffering produces an endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that's been given to us. Our learning comes in the struggle to know what's good and healthy. And on the other hand, what will destroy us and one another. Our task is to get rid of the clutter that we won't be buried by it, to make room for goodness, to look up, sometimes to walk away, to stop, to be alone with God and get a breath in the Spirit. And always, always, we look to Jesus, the man who lived in it, who was suffocated by it, yet who shows us our direction in every decision we make, every single one, who shows us the way of God's love poured into our heart through the Holy Spirit. So in this week to come, just stop. And take a look at the stuff that your mind has collected, the things that keep you up at night and the things that bombard you in the day. Sift it. Turn the pieces over and over and decide what gets to stay and what needs to be gone. Seek the Spirit of truth. And if you're not sure how, you're ready. Jesus gave us the absolute. Will living with this idea, this thought, be part of loving our God, our neighbor, and ourself? If so, oh, embrace the goodness. And if not, it's dumpster time. Let this become the guide for even the tiniest words of your life. And there's a second piece of the equation. Let's limit what's being fed into us, yeah? We can't manage it all, and we need what makes us healthy and keeps us together. Maybe skip some channels, hey? Block some feeds. It's easy to do that. Unfollow stuff that's ugly. This is not putting our heads in the sand. We've all got peripheral vision. It's living into our humanness, knowing that we're so small, but that God's self, Father, Son, and Spirit has created in each and every one of us the definition that we learned so long ago, the first Bible verse. You ready? God is love. It's thought by thought, word by word, act by act that shapes us. It's the journey, and it's the learning, and it's our work. Will those little changes in every one of us make any difference? Oh, yes, they will. Today and every day, clear the way, live in love, and let that pour in. Amen.
Please stand for the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only. pray for your Holy Catholic Church.
That we all may be one.
Grant that every member of the Church may truly and humbly serve you.
That your name may be glorified by all people.
We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons.
That they may be faithful ministers of your word and sacraments.
We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world.
That there may be justice and peace on the earth.
Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake.
That our works may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble.
That they may be delivered from their distress.
Give to the departed eternal rest.
Let a light perpetual shine upon them.
We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy.
May we also come to share in your heavenly kingdom.
Let us pray for our own needs and for those of others. We pray especially for Jim, George, Carol, David, Joey, Patty, Ann, John, Sarah, Alan, Maureen, Jill, Karen, Stephen, R.G., Greg, Janet, Chris. We pray for the families in Buffalo, the Degater family, Martha and family. We pray for the people of Ukraine, and we pray for the families in Uvalde. And we pray for those in the military, Ryan, Trevor, James, Reed, Kevin, Brian, Jared, Chris, Jonathan, Eric, and all in harm's way. We pray for all who are traveling this week, especially Sherry and Patrick Arrington. We pray for all who have died, especially Chris Kinney, priest, Pam Graham, priest, and all who died in Buffalo and Uvalde. We pray in thanksgiving with Jeremy Slate and Sherry Musgrove, who celebrate their birthdays this week.
Lord, hear the prayers of your people, and what we have asked faithfully, grant that we may obtain effectually, to the glory of your name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole hearts. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
You honor me. Thank you. It's all we can hope. And now walk in love as Christ loves us and gave himself for us an offering and sacrifice to God. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For with your co-eternal Son and Holy Spirit, you are one God, one Lord in trinity of persons and in unity of being. And we celebrate the one and equal glory of you, O Father, and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world.
On the night before he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah! Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Hallelujah.
These are the gifts of God, and you are the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your heart by faith and with thanksgiving.
Let us pray. Loving God, we give you thanks for restoring us in your image and nourishing us with the spiritual food in the sacrament of Christ's body and blood. Now send us forth a people, forgiven, healed, renewed, that we may proclaim your love to the world in the risen life, Christ our Savior. Amen. May God, the Holy Trinity, make you strong in faith and love, defend you on every side, and guide you in truth and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.